Our first guest is a fashion photographer, blogger, and the author of the New York Times bestseller, Love, Style, Life. Please welcome Grance Doré, everybody. Now, Grance, you started as a street style photographer in Paris. What is a street style photographer?
I just started taking photos on the streets of people that I thought were well-dressed, because I didn't know how to dress myself, so I was kind of documenting that learning experience.
So you just grabbed a camera?
Yep. I just grabbed the camera and I went to people on the street and I was like, you look good, can I take a photo of you?
Yeah, no one's saying no to that, right?
They did at the time.
Oh, they did?
Oh, yeah, they're like, no, I'm shy, no. Yeah. And then started becoming a trend, and then people were asking me to take their photos.
So basically, you just decided, this is what I want to do as a career, I want to be a fashion photographer of sorts.
No, I just, at that time, I wanted to be an illustrator.
Yeah.
And I was literally losing, I was a loser illustrator, and I was 30 and broke, and my mom wouldn't talk to me anymore, and so I was desperate, and I couldn't pay for my life anymore, and I was like, my last thing that I'm going to try to do is open a blog. That's when everything started, because I caught that sort of giant wave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's crazy. Yeah.
So does your mother talk to you now?
She does. She's proud. I just came back from the city where I was born, and the mayor wants to give me a medal, and she just talks about that all the time. I was like, Mom, I have a bestseller in New York. It's like, you gotta go to the city hall. You gotta do that. It's like, I don't have time. So see that people kind of focus on what's important for them. But she talks to me.
That's good. I'm glad.
That's for you, Mom.
Girls, how do you describe your own style?
Pretty white.
Listeners, she is wearing all white except for shoes, which are sort of a black
sandal. I made an effort on the shoes.
Yep.
Yeah. Wear the same thing every day.
Really?
Yes.
Have you been to Paris?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like one very simple, like, style, you know, like shirt, jean, simple pair of shoes, and that's it. And that's, I think, why it got so famous. It's so easy to recognize.
So basically, you look at your wardrobe a little bit like a uniform.
I prefer to unpretentiously say, I have French style.
Very good. Now, you have a podcast and web series called Pardon My French, in which you talk to different people in fashion and film and culture who inspire you. Stella McCartney, Drew Barrymore, Isaac Mizrahi. So you're talking to all these people. Is there sort of a common thread that you've taken away from speaking to these people of what they think about beauty?
It's going to sound so stupid and cheesy.
No, no.
It's just like being yourself.
Yeah, okay. No, that's fair.
I'm sorry, a bit lame, but it's true. It's just like accepting who you are and all these things and not being perfect and just have fun.
But
and
I'm
all
wondering,
these
type of things. You know, I might say this.
And Botox.
And Botox. Yeah. But that's a very good point. You're talking to a lot of stars, and I'm sure a lot of them, even though they'll be like, find your own individual style.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, they are engaged in getting plastic surgery or Botox or whatever it is, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, not everybody does it, but it's very common, and it's actually, I don't know. I don't have anything against it. You know, before, like 5 or 10 years ago, if people were all made, we would kind of look at them in a weird way, but now it's totally gone, so I don't know what's going to be in 5 years. Things change so fast, and it's just becoming so normal.
Yeah, is that scary for you?
I have a hard time finding things scary. Like, I'm from the internet. And in the beginning, right. People...
From the internet.
Yep. That's where I come from.
That is one of the best things anyone has ever said on the
right?
stage, by
and
the way.
And in the beginning, people were scared of me in fashion. They were like, ooh, she's from the internet, you know, like, be careful, she's going to say stuff. And so I don't know about judging and all that. I just think that people do what they want. And I think in a few years, beauty will be so common. And, you know, that having a normal, non-retouched face will actually maybe become more interesting.
Maybe we'll go the other way.
Yeah, I think so.
Like,
I really do.
How do you compare New York style to Paris style?
Parisians like to dress the same every day. They're really judgy. They look at each other and like, wow, who does she think she is, you know? In New York, it's the contrary. I think everybody's curious about what the other person is doing, but it's more like, oh, that's interesting. There's that mix of culture that's you never know what you're going to find. It's very interesting.
So, Garance, your game is about the two great fashion cities, New York and Paris. I'm going to give you a quote from a famous person, and all you have to do is tell me if that person is talking about New York or Paris. And once you guess, we'll discuss, and then I'll tell you who said the quote. Okay, here we go. It's the loudest city on the planet Earth. Garbage men come. They don't pick up the garbage. They just bang the cans together. Garance.
New York.
That is correct. Louis Black said that, a famous comedian. He yells all the time because he's trying to be heard in New York. Okay, how about this one? This city is a haven for all women's obsessions. Hot men, great chocolates, scrumptious pastries, sexy lingerie, cool clothes. But as any shoeophile knows, this city is a hotbed of fabulous shoes. Garance.
Paris.
This is Kristen Loeb from the book Paris Hangover said that.
It's like all wrong, though. It's just like Paris dream for Americans.
Yeah.
Sorry.
This city is always hopeful. Always it believes that something good is about to come off, and it must hurry to meet it. Garance.
It's New York.
It is New York.
It is New York. That's why I live here.
Yeah, that's Dorothy Parker said that.
Uh-huh, yeah. I knew that.
Hurry is the word there that gives it away. It's a big rush here. Don't you find like the speed? You like the speed?
No, I actually want to move away, but that's it. It's way too much. It's too much speed.
Yeah.
But it's what did she say in the beginning, the first thing?
The city is always hopeful, and it
That's what I love.
That New York is...
America and New York, like, oh, so much hope and positivity and all that. I'll never get tired of that.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, this is your last clue. Even the pigeons are dancing, kissing, going in circles, mounting each other. Garance.
Paris.
That is Paris.
That's them mounting each other. Yeah, that's the clue.
Mm-hmm. So would you say Paris is a sexier city than New York?
Yes.
Yes, why? Yeah.
French people...
are just about love.
I don't know. They have that thing. They're very relaxed about that.
Art Chung, Jonathan Colton, do you want to chime in?
Nope.
I love France.
Art Chung, how did Garance Doré do?
She did fantastique, and we're going to give you an Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube. Congratulations.
You should go online and read and listen to everything Garance has to offer. She is online at, guess what? GaranceDoré.com, and her podcast and web series is Pardon My French. Let's hear it one more time for Garance Doré.
Thank you.